Old schools are torn down all the time. Most of the time, they've already closed. My old elementary school at Forbes was turned into a bar. C'est la vie. I now find myself in an odd case, however. My old high school was torn down Tuesday, June 14th, 2011, so that it could be made new. Somehow, this does not provide comfort. I attended Cherry High School, graduating in 1998. Cherry is a township at the edge of Hibbing's rural eastern borders on the Iron Range of northern Minnesota. What makes Cherry unique is its origin story. Finnish immigrants were blacklisted from working in the mines after organizing a massive failed labor strike across Minnesota's Iron Ranges in 1907 and again in 1916. Instead of leaving, the Finns moved outside the towns, into the tamarack marshes, lowlands, and timber stands surrounding the Iron Formation. Some of the places settled by Finns were Cherry, Zim, and Sachs in St. Louis County, areas where I grew up, and Balsam Township in Itasca County, where I now live. Many other townships in the region bear Finnish road names and Finnish farmsteads, Embarrass, Palo, Meadowlands, and more. Cherry holds the distinction of having been founded by a particularly vocal group of Finnish socialists, among them the family of longtime U.S. Communist Party boss Gus Hall. Literate and frustrated with the influence of Tsarist Russia in their homeland, the Red Finns took their passion and their high literacy rate to America. The part of the school torn down was the original building, erected in 1928 at the dawn of the Great Depression, which was as bad on the range as it was anywhere else in the country. The school persisted, as did its students, whose parents had already been subsistence farming and logging since the blacklists a decade earlier. The years that followed were marked by the provision of a simple, quality education to the children of working-class families. The classrooms where I attended my English and social studies classes had cloakrooms and back offices, which used to serve administrative functions. From one of these rooms, I can recall Mr. Haddish fishing out a dog-eared copy of The Grapes of Wrath, telling me to keep it because I needed it. I still have that book. I still need it. I also remember Mr. Hoppala lending me the Red Badge of Courage from his back room, telling me to return it because Stephen Crane wrote it in 3 weeks and I ought to be able to read it even faster. I think I had it back to him in 2 days, along with a very nerdy, unrequested book report. The Cherry School has since been rebuilt into a newer, slightly larger, and certainly more modern facility. K-12 students from Cherry and surrounding areas still attend classes on Tamanin Road, as they have since the old days. I visited there a couple months ago to speak to a class. The entrance is protected by a sophisticated security system. The kids were encouraged to follow me on Twitter. Out the window of the classroom, an elementary student wheeled a cart full of iPads down to her classroom. It is true that the new heating system will be an improvement. My best friend Joe's family, his grandfather and later his aunt, maintained that cantankerous boiler since before the space age. It is true that the new building will be more modern, with fiber optic wiring and capabilities unavailable in the creaky wood-floored halls and rooms of the old building. The modern version of myself, sucking up bandwidth with every motion, knows how important this is for today's kids. This version of me was founded, however, in the old building, when it still showed some semblance of the old days. We are in the new. This is as it must be. I just never expected the new to obscure what was once so important to so many people. Did anyone save the names carved into the back walls? How will they know we were there?